Joining me live in studio today is the mayor of the town of Afton, Jeff Jensen, in studio today. Mayor Jensen, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing really well. This snowy morning again, huh?
Right. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. People say we need it, but do we really? I think Vegas needs it. I don't know that we need it.
I don't know they can handle it.
Right. We appreciate your time today. Just to give us an update on some things happening inside the town of Afton. Always a couple big things going on. First, I want to start with the town parks. And I know you have an upcoming open house as you look at reworking one of the parks in the town.
Yeah, so it's been a long time coming. This process has taken a little longer than what we expected. We'd hired a consultant to help us look at a parks master plan. Part of that has been what amenities can we add to the parks? Pickleball courts is a big one, and the youth got really involved in a skate park is part of this, and so it's all been incorporated into plans. And this is a master plan for Canyon View and for Starview, so it's both of them. And coming up on the 29th, the town will have an open house. It's at 7 p.m. at the town hall, and that showing and getting the public's input on those master plans and the ideas and the thoughts behind it. And as part of that too is the company is helping us with funding and those kind of things so we can get a organized way of improving the parks and giving people places to go and things to do over there. So
yeah. So you mentioned pickleball and a skate park were some of the options being considered and looked at. What else? Any other specifics with those two parks?
So there's always the interest in a water feature and that, which has been we've tried to incorporate that in there as well. It may...
Such as like a splash pad.
Like a splash pad. Say, right? Sorry, no pool. I mean, it's... that's pool is a four-letter word over here, right? So, but splash pad, something to that effect. Yes, the... more like play area, like natural play area, so more like in the trees and that. The Starview Park we're looking at doing kind of a little amphitheater type thing over there that will also double as the ice skating rink.
Okay.
And that, and making that a little better than what it is now. Excuse me, now. And then Starview, we're trying to make a little connection back to through the parking lot back there into downtown. So kind of trying to pull downtown and the park and all those things together down there.
So again, the open house on the 29th to discuss these plans with the community and go from there. That's happening at the town hall, I assume?
Yeah, it's at the town hall. So from 4 to 7 on the same day on the 29th is the Community of Kindness Winter Carnival and that's at the Civic Center from 4 to 7, and we didn't want to overlap them, so we went at 7 o'clock. Perfect. So after you go to that carnival, please come over to the open house and let us know your opinion and thoughts.
Perfect. That's Town of Afton Mayor Jeff Jensen in studio this morning. Let's go up Swift Creek Canyon. A couple of things happening up there. Of course, last spring you had the big mudslide, closed the canyon for a while. You probably don't know much till the snow melts, but how are things looking on the slide surface right now in Swift Creek?
So far, it's looking okay. The slide was, I feel, I don't. There's no science behind this, but I think we only slid about 20-25% of what's up there. There's still some potential. I think it's all going to depend on how wet spring is, right? Where the snow and all that's really good. It infiltrates in the ground. It's that wet spring that has some potential up there. That slide is always, there's always material coming down. So as of right now, we're hoping that it's stable and that it will stabilize itself in that, but we are very conscious of it and watching it. I'd love to send a drone up there on a clear day, but we have some FAA rules that say we can't fly a drone unless you can see it. And it's a little hard to get up there and fly a drone right now.
That so. It is, yes. Yeah, I'll worry about the FCC rules, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
But, okay, so we'll just, obviously something that you and the Forest Service are keeping an eye on in the canyon is that slide.
Yes.
So, also up the canyon, of course, with the spring, there's been that ongoing battle with the EPA. Give us an update on there. Probably, I'm assuming nothing big has changed, but just tell us where things are at.
So, towards the end of last year, end of September, the town staff did an awesome job. They went up there and basically recreated a pipe coming out of intermittent spring, like our water, how our water system works. It came down to a storage tank, and then they pumped out of it, and the EPA and the state was there, and we tested that water. All the tests that had come back with where they thought some issues had been taking further down a mile to 3 miles in our system, and so we wanted to eliminate that. So the test results came back zeros, which is exactly what we felt and fought for. And so that data, that information, by the way, we took 3 to 4 of the same tests and sent it to different labs, and that to concur and make sure that there was no issues with a single sample. So we took a lot of samples. Like I said, they all came back zero. At this time, it's in the EPA's hands we're waiting for what their thoughts, their decision is on the matter. And we have our opinion and think that they should concur with that. We feel the water source is protected and it's pure and it's clean and it's good. And we're just waiting for them to concur with that decision.
Yeah, especially with the recent samples that you were saying. So had they given you a timeline on when a decision will be made?
No. Okay. No, it's the EPA. So yeah. I would just know that the samples we dealt with last year that they were in question were from 2018. So we were 5 years past the sample that they said was bad is when we were testing. So we wish they would make a decision and we could move forward and get off this subject.
Right.
We're pretty confident that we have no problems up there.
It's after Mayor Jeff Jensen in studio this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Mayor, a couple months ago, Violet was in studio, your town administrator, and she told us about the new text service that the town of Afton has rolled out. Give us an update on that, how it's working and how things are going.
So I should have asked how many people we have on it, but we do have the TextMyGov app that you can get text messages from the town, particularly when there is a water main break, which we actually had one across the highway up here just north of Brolam's and that affected some businesses.
It actually happened right after Violet was on the air.
There you go. But we did use the system then and let people know that what's going on with the water. It's another way to communicate with the city and to let the city quickly get information back out. You know, Facebook's okay and all that, but I know a lot of people either aren't on it or aren't like constantly checking it, where if you get a text message that's a little bit more immediate, and especially if you're away from your home and somebody's at your house, you can then let them know, hey, the water's going off or this is going on. So it we feel it's a good feature, and now trying to be as transparent as we can at the town and keep the public informed.
Remind us how people sign up for that service.
So that's a good question. So you would to get started, you text HI, H-I, to the town of Afton at 307-226-2322. And it will then, you'll get a text back that tells you about notifications. So there's two different notifications you can sign up for. One is for information text, and the other one is for events. So if there's an event going on in the town, it will also notify you of that event.
Okay, excellent. And you can find those numbers. I know we have them on our website. You can also find them on the town's Facebook page as well. That's after Mayor Jeff Jensen this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Mayor, anything we missed happening in the town you want to mention today?
Just real quick, at the Community of Kindness Winter Carnival, the town will have a booth there, and part of that is the lead and copper program that we're trying. The town is required by the EPA to map out all the service lines to every business and home in town, and to determine what type of material it is. So they're working hard on that. I would recommend if you go to that event to stop by that booth and talk to them, and they can get you through, find out what your service line is, and get it taken care of. And we do have a deadline. I believe it's later this year for getting that done. So they're working hard on Excellent. That. Other than that, no, the town's in a good spot. Things are going well at the town.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time. Thank you for the update. That's AFTA Mayor Jeff Jensen this morning in studio. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.